Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What do you want right now? As you sit here today, do you want 100 wins? To get to 100 wins, there are 10 games to go, Hugh. The Braves have to go 7-3 to get to 100 wins. Now, we got spoiled around here, and I had to look it up how many times. Between 1993 and 2003, the Braves got to 100 wins or more six times in an 11-year run. I mean, we got spoiled around here. Winning 100 games became kind of like, okay, we're winning 100 games. They did it six times. Do you want to get back to 100 wins for the first time since 2003? Do you want Ronald Acuna, who got his 37th stolen base last night and sits now at 39 home runs and 37 stolen bases, to become the fifth player in the history of Major League Baseball to 40-40? Do you want that? Do you want to clinch at home against the Phillies? That's option number three. Now, they can't clinch tonight, but they could clinch tomorrow. Would it be a big deal for you to clinch against the Phillies and not against the Giants because of everything that's taken place, you know, going back to the beginning of the year and the rivalry with the Phillies? Or are you really anxious for Ender Inciarte's return, and he's listed right now as day-to-day with his hamstring and what he meant to the team? So those are your kind of four options. 100 wins, Acuna to 40-40. We're talking about right now. Home clinch versus the Phillies or Ender's return in the next kind of few days before we get to the playoffs.
I would probably say Acuna's 40-40. I mean, for him to be that close, I mean, that has to be something that's sticking in his head. I mean, and, you know, to be a teammate of his, for him to reach that milestone, I would rather be a part of that. I think everything else is going to kind of fall into place. 100 wins is nice, but I think that with him doing the 40-40 thing, that is something that, you know, you're going to walk with him in that, as far as the history is concerned, with that for forever, you know, as being his teammate or whatever. I just think that this is an enchanted season. I think if you ask some of the guys what they would probably want, you know, I'm pretty sure that, you know, Ender coming back would be one of those things. Acuna doing what he's doing. 100 wins, maybe. I just don't see that. Like, to be in the dance is the big, I think, is the bigger thing. To be in the dance is a big thing. So I don't know about the 100 wins. I'm not too hot on that one.
And the fact that they even have a chance to get to 100 wins is almost staggering to me. Clinching at home against the Phillies is something that I would like to see them do. I know they can't do it tonight, but they could do it tomorrow. That's why I was kind of hoping they would cut the magic number down one way or another to two, which would, of course, meant that they could have done it tonight. But the idea that it'd be kind of cool if they got it down to one tonight, and then all they had to do was win on Thursday, and then you go in the front door, you don't have to sit around and wait for Washington's game to see if you clinched or not, and to have the players be able to celebrate on the field. I think that would be pretty cool, and especially to do it against the Phillies, because it's almost like a full circle moment from that, because we spent so much time, Hugh, you and I spent so much time, remember, dealing with all the fans gripping after that first three-game set.
Yeah, you were one of them. Yeah. You were gripping a little bit. You were a little bit. I like how you try to separate yourself from that. But, yeah.
All right.
I mean, for it to come full circle like that, that would be great. And I'm pretty sure that would give closure to a lot of different people. But as you know, as being a fan, a diehard fan, once you get that milestone, you're going to want more. So, you know, it would be great to end the season like that, but then you got to push it. You got to push it all the way to the end, make it to the World Series. That's what they're going to want after that.
As for Ender's return, he's listed as day-to-day. He's had this hamstring, and you know, sometimes hamstrings just linger. And if you've never had a hamstring, they can be a hard thing to kind of get over, because you can re-pull it pretty easy. And they are literally a pain in the butt. Literally.
Yeah. It was just pointed out to me that on the broadcast last night that they said he was like 80% healthy. That's not, you know, when you're dealing with a groin, I mean, when you're dealing with a muscle pull like that, 80% is cool. But the thing that you're worried about, especially if you're out there and you're pushing yourself, is that you think you're fine one minute, and then when you strain it just a little bit too much, those fast twitch muscles, that's when they tend to re-aggravate themselves. So you don't want that. You don't want this to be something that's going to be lingering.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.